Shalom. Shalom. Let me introduce myself, who I am. I am going to be telling you my story. My story is recorded in your Bible, in the New Testament. Dr. Luke wrote in the book of Acts, chapter 3 and chapter 4. This is where you will find my story. My name is not important. You'll see why. My name was not recorded because I was born a little bit before Jesus. But the thing is, when I was born, I was lame. I was born lame. My legs, my ankles, my feet, I could not walk. First, when born, my parents could see there was something wrong. But as I grew, I never walked. There was definitely something wrong. My parents went to the priest, to doctors, to try to find what happened. What the priest told them was very likely they sinned during the pregnancy, and because of that, I was born lame. That's what we were taught. Other times, I asked the priest myself, why would I be born lame? And I was told, perhaps that when you were still in your mother's womb, you sinned. And that's why God punished you by being lame. So, I was born lame. I don't know if you understand what that is like, but in the time of which I lived, it was very difficult. My parents tried to take care of me, but because I was born and everyone looked at me as a sinner, it was very difficult. I became a beggar. Do you realize I never once was able to run the streets of Jerusalem? Not once could I play hide and seek or tag with anyone, for I could not walk at all. To go somewhere, I had to be carried and just sit. I didn't have close friends because people considered me unclean. No one wanted to come near me. No one wanted to play with me. I had no close friends. I would sit and see children laughing, playing. I could not participate. There were times, as I got older, I see some of the girls, some very pretty. I never married. I never even got to walk down the street holding the hand of a girl. Matter of fact, I never got to walk down the street even holding my mother's hand because I could not walk. I never felt the warm embrace of a girl I liked or even a close friend who would come up and give you a hug at times. I never had this. I was shunned because I was lame as a result of some sin, they said. And that's what my life was like. So my parents arranged to take me, and they would lay me down at the temple. There were different entrances, but they set me down at what is called the Beautiful Gate. The Beautiful Gate of the temple is the most popular entrance to come in. More people go through that gate than any others. So it was a good place to beg because there are so many people coming through, especially on holidays. That when Jerusalem would be filled with people, like at Passover or Pentecost and others, they would come in. And I looked forward to the holidays, though I could not celebrate. But I would get more money that way because people would see me. They feel sorry. Some people would actually thinking they're earning ways of getting to heaven by giving me money. So I would sit. Actually, I'd mostly laid at the Beautiful Gate as people go in and out, holding up my hand for alms for the poor, for the lame. Very sad time, very difficult time for me, because I was hopeless. No one cared about me. No one wanted to be my friend. No one wondered anything, wanted to get to know me or anything. I had a terrible time trying to live, because some days I had money, others I didn't. And to get from where my house was, I had to pay people a few coins to get them just to carry me, because I could not get to the gate by myself. And so people would come and they would lay me down, and then they would take a few coins. This was my life. For 40 years, I lived like this. 40 years. Hopeless. Do you realize I could not even go into the temple? I could not go in and worship God because I was unworthy. I was a sinner in everyone's eyes, and God was punishing me. So I was not allowed even to go in. The closest I could get was the beautiful gate where I would sit and beg for coins. But when I was 37 years old, I remember this day so distinctly. There was this prophet who came down from Galilee up in the north. They called him Jesus of Nazareth. He came and he went on the other side of the temple from where I was at a place called the Pool of Bethesda. There was a lame man. Like me, he could not walk. He was older than me, but he was there, and he was sitting along the side of the pool, and Jesus came, I hear, and healed him. He wasn't even looking for this. Jesus came up to him and healed him. I thought, when I heard the story of people telling me this, I thought, oh, he didn't even want to be healed. I want to be healed. Will Jesus come to me? Will he come to my gate? Well, the next thing I heard, he had gone back up north to Galilee. He was not going to heal me because this person was gone. But because of this power that he could heal a lame man, I wanted to hear more about him. So I asked questions as people walked in and out of the temple gate there. And I found out some things about this Jesus, that he was born in Bethlehem. That's just a short distance, walking distance from here, about 6 miles, and that he was there. That's where he was born, where they raise the sheep that are put here in the temple and sacrificed by the priest. I heard that he was able to do miracles up in the north, that he did miracles a lot. He was doing all sorts of things. And I even heard that this one prophet named John the Baptist, who said that he was the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And he was saying he was the Messiah. And I was like, I've got to know more about him. I've got to meet him. But most of his ministry was way up north. But he did miracles when he came down for holidays, because he always came to the holidays here at the temple. And he would celebrate them. And he would teach here. And do you realize? I did see him. Because I was at the main gate. Jesus would walk by. I remember the first time he came walking by. I did not recognize him, but people were calling him and saying things to him. I recognized, this is Jesus. And I saw followers with him. And I was like, Jesus, Jesus, please, please, heal me, look, I'm lame, help me. And he went on. And he'd go into the temple and he'd teach. And sometimes he'd come back out the same way, Jesus, Jesus, heal me, please, please. And he went on. I didn't understand. Maybe it's because there are so many people. And most of the time he did this, it was the holidays. There's so many people in Jerusalem. Maybe he just didn't hear me. Other people are calling out to him all the time. It's very likely, I guess, and that's what I thought. And I told myself, he just couldn't hear me. But deep down I thought, no, I'm a sinner. Why would a holy man spend time with me? I'm worthless. I'm hopeless. But then something happened. A couple of years later, And he came at all these holidays and passed me by. And I'm still lame. But on this one day, he came. As I sat and I could see across to the Mount of Olives, I saw a large procession coming like a parade. A lot of people, they run out there with palm branches and they're yelling, and it was a big celebration. Hundreds and hundreds of people were there, and I could hear them shouting, "Hosanna, blessed is he who come in the name of the Lord. The Savior has come." And I thought, surely this is the Messiah. And maybe he'll come to the temple today. Maybe he'll come here and he'll see me and he will heal me. And as I lay there, I could not see for a while because the crowds and the houses and stuff blocked him, but I could hear the commotion. It was so loud. And then all of a sudden I noticed, sure enough, coming up the walkway, coming to the beautiful gate, here he was. And I'm like, Jesus, Jesus, heal me. Jesus, Jesus. And he came in and he walked into the temple and he looked around and I'm, Jesus, help me, help me. And he looked around and he turned around and he walked back out. And he left. It's because I'm sure I'm so unworthy. The sins of my parents, the sins that I must have done, I don't understand, but I know I'm unworthy. I felt so hopeless. Later on that same week, I heard another thing. As he was often coming into the temple. Every day he came into the temple. But then I heard he got arrested. That Caiaphas, our high priest, arrested him. And then people who walked by said that the Romans have him. And they're going to crucify him. That he was beaten and actually nailed to the cross. And I thought, oh, the only chance I had of being healed is now gone. But a few days later, I heard people talking. And they said that they saw this Jesus alive. This Jesus, you understand. I have heard so many stories how he fed thousands of people with one small meal, how he calmed the seas, how he raised people from the dead. And just days before, he did this with Lazarus over on the other side of the Mount of Olives. This prophet, is he truly Messiah? They say he came back from the dead. He walked out of the tomb. And I thought, he is alive? He must be God. Maybe he'll come now and heal me. But he didn't. I even heard some people say that they touched him. They ate with him. That they talked with him. Hundreds of people said they saw him alive. Oh, I wish I could walk to him. Because then maybe he would heal me. But then, just a few weeks later, as I was sitting at the side of the beautiful gate, looking over the Mount of Olives, I thought, is that Jesus walking with his little band of followers? And as I squinted and trying to see him, what's going on? It seemed like he was teaching over there. He's back down here, I thought. He's come back to Jerusalem. I'm looking and I'm watching. But then the most amazing thing, I maybe the sun was in my eyes or something, but all of a sudden it seemed like he started to float up into the clouds. And I remember seeing these disciples standing there and looking up. And I thought, he went back to heaven. He is God. He is, like they said, the Messiah. But my heart sank because now he is gone. And I'm still lame at the beautiful gate. Not long after this, another holiday came. This time he was not there. The holiday we call Pentecost. This was a strange day. As I sat there at the beautiful gate, I heard a lot of commotion. And I heard a lot of talking in different languages. And, oh, I wanted to go into the temple and see, but I couldn't. I never got to go into the temple, and I couldn't go in, and no one would carry me in there because I am a lame person. I'm not clean, and so they wouldn't carry me, and so I always had to sit here. But it seemed like something amazing was happening, and I heard that this Peter, who was one of Jesus' followers, got up and did a long sermon and told the people that Jesus is the Messiah. And I heard that thousands of people, 3,000 people, believed that Jesus was the Messiah. They came down to the area around the temple and they were baptized. And I got to see this and I was like, oh, this is amazing. I wish I could participate, but I'm unworthy. The holiday ended. I went back home. I came back the next day, and the next, and the next. Having people come by, please give me money that I may eat. Please have mercy on me. And some did, some didn't. But on this day, as I sat there, I saw that same man, the one they call Peter, and he was walking up this way towards the temple with another one of Jesus' followers whose name was John. And they were coming this way, and I thought, oh, that's two of his disciples. But Jesus is gone. But maybe they'll give me some money. I remember it was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And as I lay there, I saw Peter coming and John. And I held out my hand, as I always did, alms for the poor. Give me money, please. Peter stopped. He looked right at me. I'll never forget what happened. He said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And with that, he took my right hand that was hanging out there. He took my hand and he pulled me up and I landed on my feet. You know how long it takes an infant to learn to walk? Instantly, I could walk. My bones in my legs and my ankles and my feet, they were healed. I was, oh, what? What happened? What's going on? And I took a step this way. Oh, I didn't fall. I took a step this way. It's like I've been walking all my life, and I'm walking around, and I was, oh, I've been healed. In Jesus of Nazareth, he healed me, and I started to jump, and I was like, oh, this is so exciting. I'm able to move. I'm jumping. I'm dancing. I was like, oh, can you imagine the joy? 40 years I have been in torment, not able to ever even go into the temple. And now Peter and John right there, I grabbed hold of them and we walked into the temple. I got to see the place where God is worshipped. I see the altar. I could hear the people singing, the music playing, the sacrifice. I was so excited. Jesus has healed me. I'm jumping up and down. This caused a commotion. People who all knew who I was, they saw me, they came over, and they're like, isn't that the lame beggar who laid at the gate? He's walking. What happened? And at that moment, Peter, if you know Peter, he gets up and he preaches a sermon every chance he gets. And he did, and he stood up and he said, listen, as I'm holding on to him, if you think that I healed this man, it is not. This man was healed by the power of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Messiah. Look, this man is healed, not by us, but by Jesus. Do you understand what this was like for me? 40 years I have been in bondage, unworthy, unclean. And now I am jumping around. I am praising God. Do you understand how this impacted me? Jesus, who passed me by, now he healed me. And what happened then was the most amazing thing. Thousands of people came after Peter finished preaching to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And I was the instrument that was used to do this. I could not believe it. I am no longer unclean. I'm in the temple. I'm praising God. Do you understand how happy and how much I love this God who did this? It was a miracle. And now I am no longer lame. I could see the worship of God. I could participate in the worship of God. But thousands of people, over 2,000 people, came to a saving knowledge of Jesus because of what he did for me. So what have I learned? What can I tell you from my experience of what happened to me? There are two things I can tell you. I went through life learning that God had a plan. He has a plan. God's plan is sometimes different than ours. I didn't never wanted to be lame, but God had a plan. Sometimes I have learned we go through hardships, we go through disasters. It appears that God has left us. God is not listening to us. And we pray, God help me. How many times I cried out to Jesus, please heal me. And he walked by. He walked by without healing me because it wasn't the right time. When he healed me, that caused a revival. Over 2,000 people became Christian. You see how what happened? How God's plan was? God waits until the right time, his time, to do some miraculous things. It's amazing. If you are going through a tough period, if you're going through disaster, and God seems silent, God is there. It's not that he doesn't care. He has a plan. I suffered for 40 years. 40 years. And then Jesus healed me. And when he did, it caused a massive revival in Jerusalem that might not have ever happened. That other people might never have known Jesus as Lord and Savior had it not been for him to heal me at that moment when Peter and John were coming into the temple. God has a plan. And to be honest, even though I was lame for 40 years, being used by God in this way was so amazing, I wouldn't have it any other way. That's my encouragement to you too. Habidia, Shalom.